This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Bonnie North. People often jokingly refer to extra seasons in the calendar year. It could be road construction season, or if you're up north, maybe mud season. But one extra season that comes around to all Wisconsin municipalities and counties every year, without fail, is local government budget season. No license necessary. Since budgets are in season right now, the Wisconsin Policy Forum did what it does every year as well, take a deep dive into the proposed Milwaukee county and city budgets. Rob Henkin is the president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum, and he says this year the county caught some fortuitous breaks, but the city is struggling to cover soaring pension costs. Henkin sat down with WUWM's Angelina Mosher-Salazar to help us unpack the proposed budgets.
Rob, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back.
When you came on the show last year to talk about the 2019 budget, you explained to us that surprisingly, there weren't many fireworks. And it seems like the 2020 budget is also absent of a lot of controversy. Am I correct?
You are correct. So yes, it was really quite remarkable last year at this time when we commented at the fact that for Milwaukee County, we have seen several successive years of really grueling budgets with very difficult decisions over proposals for new revenue streams coming from a vehicle registration fee, for example, to privatization initiatives, to really significant cuts in public safety and transit and other services. Last year at this time, we remarked that a variety of fortuitous circumstances had sort of coalesced to make the 2019 budget not that bad. And surprisingly, because we were hearing a lot of concern over the summer from the county executive about potential for things like cutting bus routes and potentially having to look at delaying or deferring permanently some capital projects in parks. We were expecting a pretty challenging budget for 2020. But as it turns out, the 2020 recommended budget also is relatively calm.
Now, could you just unpack for us why? Like, what are the factors that make the 2020 budget relatively calm?
So there were a variety of different good news items that sort of coalesce toward the end of the budget process. But I think the two key ones to talk about are, first of all, the discovery that the county's capacity under state law to levy property taxes actually grew by $2.9 million unexpectedly. So whereas initially the county thought it had the ability to maybe raise property taxes by about $3.9 or $4 million, it turns out that in the recommended budget, there's an increase of $7.4 million. That's due to this newly found $2.9 million of extra capacity. It's essentially unused capacity from previous years, plus a couple of other circumstances. Now, obviously, county leaders need to decide whether they want to take advantage of the availability of this extra cap space. The county executive has done so in his recommended budget, but that provision actually requires a two-thirds vote of the county board. Now, the second important factor is healthcare. Surprisingly, as we head now into 2020, whereas the county originally projected it would have to increase spending on healthcare by about $5.5 million, it actually turns out it can reduce healthcare spending by about $2.2 million.
So definitely a couple of lucky breaks there for the county and balancing the budget.
Yes, so luck has something to do with it. But I think the most important takeaway here is that the availability of these two mechanisms is unlikely to repeat itself in 2021.
44% of that tax levy is going to cover health care and pension costs for retirees. I mean, 44%, that seems quite remarkable.
I would say it is quite remarkable, and it's really the big story when we think about the financial challenges facing Milwaukee County. Promises made to employees who are now retirees many decades ago, promises in the case of healthcare that were made before anyone had an inkling that healthcare costs were going to explode to the extent that they did in the previous decade. Lately, that's been more under control, both nationally and locally. Promises in terms of pensions, which have received a lot of attention from Milwaukee County. And so when you think about it, the fact that, again, 44% of the county's single largest local revenue source needs to come off the top immediately to pay for these retirement benefits, that is why the county really struggles to find the resources to support its current array of programs and services. Now, I said that's storyline number one. A close number two is what happens on the revenue side, where the county is extremely restrained by state law from the types of revenue options it can pursue. The county is very reliant on state aids, which have tended not to grow anywhere near the pace of inflation and certainly not near the pace of the county's cost to continue its existing services. So you put those two together and you have a very challenging fiscal situation.
And Rob, you brought up pensions and how that is a huge cost for the county. And I want to use that as a jumping off point to talk about the city's budget, because the mayor went before a common council and he says, listen, by 2023, we are going to be on the hook for about $100 million that we weren't expecting. And that all goes to pension costs. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. And it's really difficult for me to overstate the significance of this and the challenge that it is going to pose to city government in the years to come. So in the 2020 proposed budget, the mayor is suggesting that a down payment of $8 million be made. Arguably, that could be higher to prepare for this huge spike in 2023. But think about it, taking $8 million off the top of the city's property tax levy increase, which is a 3.5% increase that would generate about $9.8 million. Well, $8 million of that 9.8 immediately goes toward this pension reserve fund, which sets up a very difficult set of circumstances for the rest of the city budget.
Let's talk about those difficult circumstances for the rest of the city budget, because putting away that money does come at a cost. And I think one of the things that you mentioned in your report is a hit to public safety.
Yep. Essentially, what the mayor and the council and the budget team is faced with is the need to somehow have no increase in spending for all of the general city purposes, in other words, for its departments, yet there are costs to continue from salary increases and other factors. So something has to be cut. And so a decision was made by the mayor in his proposed budget that the Milwaukee Police Department, as the single largest by far source of spending in the city budget, would have to take a hit in 2020. And so there's a proposal for a reduction of 85 positions across the department. 60 of those are sworn police officers. And that's really pretty unique. We have seen public safety and the police department in particular shielded from sizable budget cuts during the past decade by the mayor and the council. And this year would be different.
Let's talk about the DNC. Is the DNC going to be a revenue generator because we have these people coming in, spending money in the city, or is it actually just going to raise costs because we have people coming and using services in the city but not paying taxes?
So it's a great question. And so the 2020 proposed budget anticipates a grant of $50 million from the Democratic National Committee that is ostensibly to cover costs incurred by the city of Milwaukee for the city's hosting of the convention in July. And so on a macro level, clearly, when we just think about the economy of the city of Milwaukee and the region, this is a huge benefit for our region. When we think about city government, your question is a very good one, because to what extent is the money that's coming in directly from the DNC going to offset the cost that the city is going to have to incur for all of the security and all of the additional city services that are going to be required during this period? On top of that, the fact that there is no city sales tax, which means that all of the dollars that are going to be spent by all of these conventionaires, the city is not reaping a direct benefit from that, also sort of creates another variable here. Bottom line is, I think that there could be some benefit for the city of Milwaukee. There's an opportunity here, for example, to use funds from that $50 million to buy new equipment for the police department that is completely justifiable because it's new equipment that will be used to help the city prepare for the convention and keep public safety during the convention. But it's also equipment that the city can then keep and use going forward. And it may indeed be equipment that the city would have had to purchase at some point in the future anyway. So it's really hard to say how all of this is going to shake out. But the hope is certainly that there will be a long-term benefit, not only to the regional and the city economy, but to city government as well.
Rob Henkin, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Rob Henkin is the president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum. He spoke with WUWM's Angelina Mosier-Salazar.